It really has been very stressful for people. And as much as this is a public health disaster, it's also an economic one for a lot of people. We try to make it very easy for people to obtain free support, whether it's counseling, whether they need help finding resources. We can kind of guide people through that. They don't have to make an appointment. We have numerous hotlines and a website where people can go and ask to speak to a counselor. We've tried to make it very easy, and we want to continue with that because we know the last thing somebody needs is to not obtain support because maybe they can't afford a copay, or they lose an apartment because they don't know where to go maybe to get some help with rental assistance or food assistance.